May Bumps.
Cam FM.
It's 97.2 Cam FM. Sorry, going to have to cut that one short because we need to throw to the riverside with Jack and the team. Hello.
Hello, yes, it's at the M5 division now, and it's got messy in the last couple of days. I'll throw down to Becca at the start, who's going to give us a rundown.
Okay, I'm at the start line, so we've just had the gun. G's four are moving on ahead. I've just got King 3 moving a 4 station. They're probably on station about to Queen's 4. And then behind them, we've currently got G's 5. About on station, so like this bump here. Now we've got Darwin 3, hotly pursued by Corpus Christi 3. They're on 3 whistles already. There's a canvas away. This looks like there's going to be a bump in the next few straights. Canvas away, that's Corpus Christi 3 on Darwin 3. About a foot away, overlap now. Looks like there's a bump is imminent there. So Corpus Christi 3 on Darwin 3. I expect in the next few straights, their hand is going to go up. That's going on there. And then behind them, it'll be had a bump. The next crew coming through is a Churchill crew. So I think that means Claire 3 has bumped. No, Pembroke 3 has bumped Claire 4. Then the other crews are just pulling in. So Darwin 3 have bumped Jesus 5. And Corpus 3 have bumped Darwin 3. And now we've got Churchill coming through and then quite a large gap until Emma. So, and then looks like there's going to be another bump here. Hughes Hall 3 on MF5. 3 whistles overlap now. Hughes Hall 3 on MF5 is looking likely to be a bump. And then again, back here we've got Homerton 2 just coming through as MF4. Probably a canvas away, 2 feet away. And now we've just had the MF5 bump confirmed. So Hughes Hall 3 have bumped MF5. And then we've got MF4 chasing Homerton 3. They've got overlap. Got overlap with Emma on Homerton. Now we've got Cats just coming through. That's Cats 4. They're probably about a length off Emma. And now we've got Pembroke 4 about a length of Cats 4. And then Cats 5 is coming through now. And then we've got Maggie. We've got Maggie 4 from the last division. They're about 3 feet away. So we've got Maggie 4 about 3 feet away. And I reckon that, okay, they've got overlap. This is Maggie 4 on St. Cat 5. Maggie 4 on St. Cat 5. I'm expecting a bump in the next couple of straights. So that's Maggie 4 there, sounding the horn. They've got overlap now. Lots of overlap. They're still going through. Cats are still pressing onwards. Okay, now the hands just gone up. Cat 5 being bumped by Maggie 4. Will, what's going on at first post?
Hey, Becca. So Sydney Sussex 5, I can report a bump between Sydney Sussex 5 and Jesus 4. Sydney Sussex 5, 2, sorry, riding up the back of Jesus 4 and hitting their cocks. Since then, I've just seen Queens 4,
Emily.
Kings 3 and Jesus 5 rode by all on stations. I'll back to Emily.
So on first post corner, we have got Cats going round, being pursued hotly by Pembroke 4. Pembroke 4 on Cats 4. They're about half a length, maybe less now, quarter of a length off them coming into the gut. Will, can you see them coming round to Grassy?
Will,
are you there at Grassy?
I am here. I can see, I think it's Pembroke. Chasing. I think that's a cat crew. I'm not really sure. Pembroke are chasing Corpus Christi at speed. I'm not sure how that's happened on the division. Pembroke are chasing Corpus Christi. They've got overlap. Overlap coming round Grassy. Sorry, I report that's the Cats. The Cats being chased by Pembroke. They have overlap. Okay, Cats have just pulled out a quarter of a length just under lead. Pembroke looking like they're tiring. Coming round Grassy, pushing in, getting overlap round Grassy. I'll send you down to Jack if you can see any more.
Thank you. Yes, I'm down here just round dipping onto Long Reach. Queens M4 have rode past me. They have got such a big sort of big gap of water between them and Kings M3. Chasing Kings M3 at the moment. Jesus M5, they're probably about 2 boat lengths off them at the moment. I can't see unless Jesus M5 can pull something out on the long reach. I'm not sure if that's going to be a bump, but they are going to definitely try. And I think the Kings M3 boat have just realised that they look like they're responding and trying to get away from Jesus M5. So after Jesus M5, there's a huge gap all the way back, in fact, to Churchill M3. So it looks like if the Corpus M3 boat bumped up on Darwin M3 earlier on, that was cool. Then it looks like Pembroke M3 have bumped up on Clare M4. Emily, or Will even, do you know, and can you confirm whether Pembroke M3 bumped up on Clare M4?
I can't actually see it, but I'll assume it's happened given Pembroke went up 5 yesterday and Clare went down. Emily, can you see any more?
They have yet to come past the first post corner, but we currently have a Clare boat. Going past me without greenery, which would imply that Pembroke has bumped up. But I can't confirm that for certain yet.
So, Jack? So, yeah, round here on Ditton, it looks like Pembroke M4 are trying to close on St. Cat's M4 at the moment. I'd say they're still on it. Probably about station at the moment, but it is closing. The bank party are telling them it's down to about 2/3 of a length now. So with them coming around the corner, that would suggest that Emmanuel M4 have recovered from their double overbump yesterday and have bumped Homerton M3 earlier up in the course. But the interesting battle, the only battle left in this division now, is between Pembroke M4 and St. Cat's M4 as they go onto the long reach. I'd say they are still probably about on station. I'll just have a listen for some whistles. Yep, haven't got any whistles yet, so that means they are still on station as they go into the long reach. Now, Pembroke M4, let's see if we can work out this one. They have bumped up the last 2 days. St. Cat's M4 bumped down on the first day and rode over yesterday. So, in theory, on past form, Pembroke M4 should be able to catch St. Cat's M4 at some point. I think that gap is closing down now. I'd probably say it's still about on station. It depends. There's a change of tactic here from St. Cat's M4. They're pulling away to the south bank now, as Pembroke M4 take the north hand bank, so the inner line to the towpath. It looks like they might be trying for a slightly different tactic here. I think Pembroke M4 are probably going to get the faster line. St. Cat's probably wasted quite a lot of speed trying to get round that corner. But it looks like they're still about a boat length apart there. And I think, yeah, that one is still a boat length apart. That one will go right down to the wire. I don't think Pembroke, looking at the gap now, will have enough in their locker to catch St. Cat's M4, but we'll see how that happens when we get the confirmed results later on. Now, earlier on in the course, did we have Homerton M3 bump Emmanuel M4 at all? Did anyone see that happen? Because I haven't seen those boats.
This is Will. I've just seen Homerton row by, and they're not sporting any greenery, although I can't confirm that. Emily, have you seen anything?
Okay, so it looks like we're going to be able to call some provisional results on that division then. It looks like it's slightly less confused and messy than it has been the last couple of days, but the provisional results are as follows for the M5 division. Sydney Sussex M2 look to have bumped up on Jesus M4. Someone's saying they love Cam FM. They're in a Brazil t-shirt. They were happy last night, I presume. Queens M4, Kings M3 and Jesus M5 all rode over. Corpus Christi bumped up on Darwin M3. That puts them in a position to be able to get their blades tomorrow. Pembroke M3 have recovered, have bumped up on Clare M4. So Clare M4 are on for their spoons tomorrow. Pembroke M3, after their double overbump yesterday, have bumped up again. Churchill M3 look good for a row over. Hughes Hall M3 have bumped up on Emmanuel M5. Emmanuel M4 have bumped up on Homerton M3. Homerton M3 are on for their spoons tomorrow. St. Cat's M4 and Pembroke M4 both look good for rowovers. They're about a length apart going around the kink in long reach. And at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat, Lady Margaret M4 bumped up on St. Cat's M5. So those are our provisional results as we have them. We'll get back with confirmed very soon.
Thank you very much, Jack and the team. So results update coming very soon.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Okay, so at the top of the division, I've got Sydney 2. I'll be up on Jesus 4, which means Sydney 2 will roll at the bottom of Div 4. I've got Queens 4, Kings 3 and Jesus 5 all rowing over in that order. I've got Corpus 3 bumping up on Darwin 3. I've got Pembroke 3 bumping up on Clare 4, which means Pembroke are up 7 now. Churchill 3 row over. Hughes Hall 3 bump Emma 5. Emma 4, however, bump Palmerston 3. St. Cat's 4 row over. Pembroke 4 row over. And at the bottom of the division, Lady Margaret 4 bump up into Division 5, bumping Cat's 5.